Meitzav Sample Test 1 Part A Page 6
أيها التلاميذ الكرام، يبدأ امتحان اللغة الإنجليزية بمهمتين في موضوع فهم المسموع. سوف تستمعون في كل مهمة إلى قطعة أولاً، ثم يتطلب منكم الإجابة عن أسئلة.
Task 1
مهمة رقم 1 استمعوا إلى نصائح وتعليمات التحضير لرئيس الطهى. قبل الاستماع انظروا إلى الصور وتمعنوا الأسئلة. الآن استمعوا إلى رئيس الطهى. سوف تسمعونه مرتين.
Good morning and welcome to Young Chef's Cooking Lessons. Today we'll learn from Chef Jeff how to prepare a wonderful summer fruit salad for dessert. He will also give us some advice about cooking.
Hello dear listeners. How are you today? Ready to start cooking? Today, I'll teach you how to prepare a delicious, refreshing dessert for the summer. But before I begin, I want to give you some useful advice. First of all, never start working before your work area is clean and tidy. That's true about any kind of work. But it's especially important in kitchen work. Put away dishes and food that do not belong to what you're going to do now. Second, go over the list of things you will need for the dish you're about to prepare. See that you have everything you need. It's really unpleasant to find out that something is missing when you're in the middle of work. Last but not least, wash your hands and tie an apron around your waist. This will keep both the food and your clothes from getting dirty while working. Now let's get to work. 1. You need 1 green apple, a hard banana, half a melon, 2 spoons of raisins, 10 to 12 strawberries, and juice from 1 orange. Choose hard, fresh fruit. You will also need half a bag of marshmallows, some sugar, and a deep bowl. 2. Wash the fruit thoroughly. Cut the fruit into small pieces. 3. Mix all the cut fruit together in a deep bowl. 4. Add the orange juice. 5. Spread the marshmallows on the fruit mixture. 6. Add some sugar if you want to. Bon appetit! By the way, for a diet version, take away the marshmallows and don't add any sugar. The fruit mixture is already sweet and tasty.
استمعوا إلى تعليمات رئيس الطهى مرة ثانية. انتهزوا هذه الفرصة لفحص إجاباتكم. والآن افحصوا إجاباتكم.
Good morning and welcome to Young Chef's Cooking Lessons. Today we'll learn from Chef Jeff how to prepare a wonderful summer fruit salad for dessert. He will also give us some advice about cooking.
Hello dear listeners. How are you today? Ready to start cooking? Today, I'll teach you how to prepare a delicious, refreshing dessert for the summer. But before I begin, I want to give you some useful advice. First of all, never start working before your work area is clean and tidy. That's true about any kind of work. But it's especially important in kitchen work. Put away dishes and food that do not belong to what you're going to do now. Second, go over the list of things you will need for the dish you're about to prepare. See that you have everything you need. It's really unpleasant to find out that something is missing when you're in the middle of work. Last but not least, wash your hands and tie an apron around your waist. This will keep both the food and your clothes from getting dirty while working. Now let's get to work. 1. You need 1 green apple, a hard banana, half a melon, 2 spoons of raisins, 10 to 12 strawberries, and juice from 1 orange. Choose hard, fresh fruit. You will also need half a bag of marshmallows, some sugar, and a deep bowl. 2. Wash the fruit thoroughly. Cut the fruit into small pieces. 3. Mix all the cut fruit together in a deep bowl. 4. Add the orange juice. 5. Spread the marshmallows on the fruit mixture. 6. Add some sugar if you want to. Bon appetit! By the way, for a diet version, take away the marshmallows and don't add any sugar. The fruit mixture is already sweet and tasty.
Task 2.
الآن انتقلوا إلى المهمة الثانية. استمعوا إلى المقابلة في برنامج الراديو. سوف تسمع المقابلة مرتين.
A new computer virus has recently been detected. It may severely infect your computer. We talked with Dr. Kerman, a computer expert, and asked him how to avoid getting viruses on our computers.
Good evening, Dr. Kerman. How are you today?
I'm fine, but I'm very worried about this new virus. Viruses are getting more difficult to deal with all the time, and it's really becoming hard to avoid getting infected.
What actually is a computer virus?
A virus is a program that enters the computer without permission. It replicates itself. That means that it can make many copies of itself.
How does our computer get a virus?
Through email. You get an email from somebody. You open it because it has a nice title. You open the attachment, and there it is. The attachment is infected.
And that's how it spreads to other computers?
The virus finds your address book and sends copies of the infected document to all the people on your list. Now all your friends' computers are infected too.
What happens to the computer now?
Most viruses eat up space and memory in the disk. Other, more dangerous viruses may damage the whole computer system.
Where do viruses come from?
You won't believe it. People create viruses. Virus writers use all their knowledge to destroy other people's computers.
How can we avoid getting these viruses?
Well, one way is to buy a good, updated antivirus. Another, and a very important one, is never open any attachment from an address you don't know. If something looks suspicious, delete it immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Kerman. It was very nice talking with you tonight.
Thank you, too. And be careful.
أجيب عن أسئلة المهمة الثانية باللغة الإنجليزية حسب المقابلة التي استمعتم إليها. استمعوا إلى المقابلة مرة ثانية. انتهزوا هذه الفرصة لفحص إجاباتكم. والآن افحصوا إجاباتكم.
A new computer virus has recently been detected. It may severely infect your computer. We talked with Dr. Kerman, a computer expert, and asked him how to avoid getting viruses on our computers.
Good evening, Dr. Kerman. How are you today?
I'm fine, but I'm very worried about this new virus. Viruses are getting more difficult to deal with all the time, and it's really becoming hard to avoid getting infected.
What actually is a computer virus?
A virus is a program that enters the computer without permission. It replicates itself. That means that it can make many copies of itself.
How does our computer get a virus?
Through email. You get an email from somebody. You open it because it has a nice title. You open the attachment, and there it is. The attachment is infected.
And that's how it spreads to other computers?
The virus finds your address book and sends copies of the infected document to all the people on your list. Now all your friends' computers are infected too.
What happens to the computer now?
Most viruses eat up space and memory in the disk. Other, more dangerous viruses may damage the whole computer system.
Where do viruses come from?
You won't believe it. People create viruses. Virus writers use all their knowledge to destroy other people's computers.
How can we avoid getting these viruses?
Well, one way is to buy a good, updated antivirus. Another, and a very important one, is never open any attachment from an address you don't know. If something looks suspicious, delete it immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Kerman. It was very nice talking with you tonight.
Thank you, too. And be careful.
لقد أنهينا المهام عن فهم المسموع. نتمنى لكم النجاح في باقي الامتحان.